Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chickabee Bee Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
Wow, I'm not hot.
What's going on
here?
I'm here too?
Yeah. Nothing's not right.
What is it? What's going on?
Check. No.
Check.
It can't be that. It's something on that board. It's a button.
Calm down.
No? Well, that's it. Give me some more juice. There we go. There's the breakthrough. All right, glad you're with us on this. Now it's too low. You need to go back to what you had before.
Come on, calm down.
There we go. glad you're with us on this Tuesday, May 12th. Got a busy couple hours coming up. We're going to visit with Rick Schaefer in just a minute, as well as John Daly. Rick is brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, Bradford Marine. John Daly brought to you by Honda of Russellville. You're going to visit with Elvis Moya, and he's going to talk about Ryan Silverfield coming to Little Rock tomorrow. Chuck Gatlin will be stopping by, giving us all the details on the buzz. Family Feud brought to you by Southern Bank as well. It's National Odometer Day. We're looking for the odometers that got a ton of mileage on them, and then maybe you still have them, maybe you don't. Some of them I love, Roger, that are showing them as they drive.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm sorry on that. Let me get the right number for her real quick.
It was really cool hold music, though. I like the hold music.
Yeah, this music. There you go. That's better. Today, Roger, we will be headed to Corky's to honor our deserving dozen from Malvern. This is something we started, you know, and I think it's one of the reasons it makes us a little bit different than the typical sports show. You know, we have a lot of, I think where this started, Roger, we had bus drivers that would send us a text and say, hey, sometimes we're not supposed to listen to you, but you know, sometimes when I'm in my bus and don't have the kids, I listen to you guys. And so we got to thinking, you know, it's more than just teachers that help raise our kids at school, you know, and educate our kids. So we thought, well, hey, let's find 12 categories that we can honor from a school district and take them to Corky's. And Joe's been really kind to pick up the tab
really
every time because his mother was a counselor for 40 years. Yeah. And so
I got a big to-go order today, Joe.
And so this is, I think, our either fifth or sixth, and we've got Benton this Friday. This is the first one is from Malvern. And when we read the names, you'll see that they're all different, you know, responsibilities in school other than teaching.
Right.
I do want to thank Joe at Corky's, Twin City Limousines and Event Center. That's, of course, Greg Hatcher is the owner of that. We appreciate him. And then Design Lab, Steve Qualls, who got T-shirts to everybody. We're going to have a good time. You know what? Remember, we did this the last time, Roger, and we asked them to stand up and say something about themselves. And all these folks are usually pretty shy.
Yeah.
Is that not working, Christian?
Didn't answer.
Okay.
Multiple times.
If not, we'll do it without Janet. But these people are shy because they don't get attention. And they're custodians for 40 years. They're bus drivers. They don't get the limelight, and so they're shy. And then the other thing, Roger,
for 30-40 years, they're walking around with 20 pounds of keys on their
or librarian. And we learned that they don't know each other either. You know, sometimes they're doing their own thing. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna go ahead and crank up our favorite song. This is the Sully song. Remember the Titans. These are our deserving dozen out of the Malvern School District. Counselor from Malvern Elementary, Becky Hedges. The head custodian of all four Malvern schools, Billy Hill. Instructional facilitator, Malvern Elementary, Crystal Wise. Doris Johnson, head of all clerical responsibilities at Malvern Middle School. Press Box Food Service for Malvern Middle and High School, Margaret Baker. You know, somebody take care of all the Press
Absolutely.
Box stuff. Health Services. That would imagine school nurse responsibilities at Wilson Intermediate, Rochelle Crosby. Transportation, Malvern Elementary and Wilson Intermediate, Sam Gregory. That's a female, even though her name is Sam Gregory. Human Resource Administration, you got to have those folks behind the scenes, Sarah Robinson. Media Specialist, I would imagine that has to do with library and other things. Malvern Middle School, Stoney Evans. Cool name, Stoney Evans. Bookkeeper, all four Malvern schools, Todd Jordan. Substitute bus driver. Not only a bus driver, you're a substitute bus driver for all four Malvern schools. Tommy Freeman.
Get in there, Tommy.
Tommy Freeman. And last but not least, security for all four Malvern schools. Velda Keeney. It is a female who is in charge of security. So that's the deserving dozen for Malvern School District. Well done. Some of these folks, have been doing this for decades and decades, and they don't get much attention. Today they will, with T-shirts and food and pats on the back. So very honored to do this. And Janet Blair is the superintendent, and we appreciate Janet also being a faithful listener.
Yeah,
so
thank you. And a 609er to boot.
And a 609er to boot. All right. Thank you. Remember the Titan theme. And, again, yeah, it's good stuff.
Want to do it? Want to give it to us? So, Malvern Deserving Dozen, salute!
All right, let's bring in our man Rick Schaefer.
Rick, who always bring us get in here, Rick!
Come on, Rick, tell him! Tell him, Rick! Here we go.
Listen, mister.
Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. Edwards Food Giant, the meat people. Rick Schaefer is also brought to you by Bradford Marine and ATV. Bradford Marine and ATV has 7 statewide locations. Check out their new location in Mountain Home.
Good morning, Rick Schaefer.
I never know what your subject matter is going to be, but I'm glad that you recognize that Give Me Some Lovin' by Spencer Davis Group is one of the greatest songs
yes,
of all time.
It is, Rick. I was listening the other day. I said, Roger. Oh, there's that feedback again. I said, wait, that's right, Roger. That's what you were saying. He's got a... When you're not talking, Rick...
You mute yourself. Down. Yeah, well, okay. You just mute yourself. Turn your button off.
When I'm talking, you mute, and when you talk...
You jump in anytime you want.
But, yeah, Rick, the other day, I was listening to that song, and I called Roger. I said, Roger, man, this song is really... I'm really loving this song, and Roger's got it in the system. And it's Steve Winwood, right? We just talked about it. It's his birthday today. Yeah. And so, yes, Rick, you know good music when you hear it.
Well, I can say this. As soon as the first note plays,
yes,
your body starts moving. it cannot help it. You can't help it. It is absolutely... There you go.
It is.
See?
It's such
what is your body doing right now,
yeah,
Rick?
Yeah, I'm dancing in my chair.
Nice.
It is a great lick, as they say.
It's what?
Yeah.
A great lick.
Great lick. Yeah. By the way, see? And then it goes to the organ. Nah. And the Blues Brothers covered this for... The Blues Brothers movie. They covered it.
That sounds like I like Blues Brothers.
They were good too, but not as good as this.
No, not as good as that. That's right. A major traffic backup, mile marker 122 eastbound on I-30. Looks like a wreck, and the backup is going back for several miles to
Yikes.
The west. This is from Marty in Jonesboro. So proud you guys are number one. The main thing I like is that there are no politics. I need to get away from that from my brain for a few hours a day. There are a lot of stations up here in northeast Arkansas I can listen to by listening to you guys every day from 6 to 10.
Thank you.
And he listens every morning. That's Marty.
Thank you,
Jonesboro.
Marty. No,
yeah, Rick,
we need it, Marty.
Say thanks to you. We got great ratings back, and it's hard to get number one these days. Same thing with you and Randy. It's not easy to get to number one because music stations are very popular, and they're tough to compete, and we talk... we talk 4 hours a day. You guys talk 3. And so we got a good book back, and we're very, very appreciative and thankful for it.
How did we do? Did we do okay?
I think you guys got second, I think.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah, I think you and Randy have been pretty consistent for...
If we're the second seed, and we can go to another regional and maybe beat the number one seed, that's what we'd like to do.
Well, the difference for you between you, Rick, is that you play for both teams. That you help us get to number one.
30 minutes, that's 30 minutes a week, and that's not the fact.
No,
you guys
no, no, no. Don't
big
you
minutes.
Sell that short.
It's 30 big minutes, my friend.
It's very well. It's appreciated.
All right, got a lot to talk about baseball.
Hit that button, Rick.
Baseball and softball. So the Razorbacks in softball, number 5 seed, pretty darn impressive. 7 of the top 10 seeds for the NCAA tournament are SEC teams. They're back at Bogle again. This team seems like they're built a little different. They'll play Fordham at 4:30, and just keep our fingers crossed this could be the year for Coach Dyfel.
Definitely could be. And when you look at, I think Duke is the 12th seed.
Yeah.
If Arkansas can win this regional, they're not going to have to host Oklahoma
or somebody like that.
Yeah. So you got to win the regional first. But if they can win the regional, this could be the year that they actually make the College World Series. Now, and then you get there. Of course, you got to get there first, and then when you get there, it's like, oh, this is great. Well, then it's going to get really tough because Oklahoma and Texas and Alabama will probably all be there too. But the SEC, just as it is in every sport, is loaded in softball. It's loaded in baseball. The difference is, in baseball, UCLA is so good, and Georgia Tech and North Carolina have been so good that as the SEC teams beat each other, they fall a little bit in the rankings. But once you get into the regionals, like, for instance, I think Auburn is... I look at the Baseball America poll, and I know the USA Today poll is one that a lot of people look at, too. But, for instance, Texas, I guess they lost two out of three this weekend, so they dropped from 3 to 6. Well, they're still as good as anybody else. And Arkansas jumped to 14 in USA Today. They jumped to 10 in Baseball America.
Yeah, how about that?
And I'm looking at, I don't know where this came from. We all know about Joe Lunardi in basketball bracketology. And by the way, in his first one, Arkansas is a 2 seed for next year. Yeah. But anyway, we all know about that. I saw a bracketology for college baseball. And it did have Arkansas as the 15th seed hosting a regional. So I don't know if Arkansas is better off hosting a regional, which anytime you can play at Bomb Walker Stadium you want to, and the Hogs are tough there. But it might be better if you're going to get to Omaha to be a number 2 somewhere where if you win, wherever you go next isn't as tough as, because if you're 15, you're going to have to go to the number 2 seed,
right,
and that's not going to be an easy draw.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I can remember when we all talked about this, what was it, a month ago? What was it, Roger? 2 months ago?
Easy,
when
everybody
was like, well, this is not the team. They're not going to be there. You know, it was that back-to-back series loss to Auburn and somebody else. I can't remember what it was. This team just doesn't have it. And I think we all just said, hey, let's wait a minute. Maybe instead of always winning 42 games going into the tournament, that maybe we have to struggle. Maybe we hit our stride a little bit later. And so as much as you hate to lose that third game, it's the bottom line is you're winning series. And I think if they go to Kentucky and win two and maybe get one win in Hoover, you know, maybe two, that they again, this team, they're streaky. If they can get the good pitching and get the good hitting, I don't know. I'm not ruling this team out of making a run.
Well, for instance, you could say Oklahoma's pitching isn't the best, and maybe Arkansas's pitching isn't the best. The ball was flying out of Bomb Walker this weekend.
Right.
I mean, both teams were just crushing it. Arkansas had an 8-run inning. Oklahoma had a 7-run inning. And I was fortunate enough to go the first day, and Arkansas had 4 home runs, and they're just crushing it. And so the thing about it is, yes, the first day of any regional, you're going to see a good pitcher. After that, you're probably not going to see pitching as good as the numbers 2 and 3 in the SEC are. Mm-hmm. And Arkansas's pitching, which after Dietz hasn't been consistently good, maybe it's better against teams that haven't seen their pitchers all year. So that's the thing. You get into a regional, you never know. You got to play good defense. That's one thing Arkansas has been great at times and not so great at times. But if you play great defense and your pitching's decent, if you can crush the ball like Arkansas is crushing it right now, you got a chance.
In addition to softball and baseball, of course, you've got other programs like the Little Rock Trojans, who had a nice run, took it to LSU, almost knocked them off last year, and UAPB I think has got a great program. Arkansas State, so we got some other programs. Just like it was in what was it, Roger? What sport am I thinking? It was golf. All 4 of those golf teams, or those men's golf teams, are going to the NCAA. Arkansas State, Little Rock Trojans, and UAPB are playing in the NCAA tournament. I know the women are playing right now, Rick, and they're 2nd or 3rd, I think, after first round yesterday. Just a fun time. Of course, you got track and field going on, too. So it's a fun time. And of course, you got Major League Baseball as well early in the season. I did want to ask you, speaking of, it's the birthday of Yogi Berra. And I know, Rick, you have seen the documentary on Yogi that came out, last year? I know we had to brought that up with you.
Yeah, oh, it was great.
Yeah, would you say, Roger and I were talking, I'm not sure if he's not, I guarantee he's one of the most underrated players that you don't hear people talk about being great, because it's usually him making fun of how silly the sayings he used to have. But he was one of the greats of all times. You look at his numbers back it up, and his teammates said the same.
The reason the documentary Yogi was made was because at an All-Star game several years ago, and Yogi was still alive, his granddaughter and he were watching, and they said they brought out the 4 greatest living players.
Yep.
And I think it was Johnny Bench, obviously Willie Mays and Henry Aaron, and I can't remember who the 4th guy was. And his grandmother turned to him and his granddaughter turned to him and said, "Don't you think you should be among those?" And when you compare numbers,
his numbers were
as good as all of them.
Maybe and, better than any of them.
Well, and he played in more World Series than anybody in history, and played on more World Champions than anybody in history, because he kind of overlapped he came in at kind of the end of the dynasty in the 40s. He played all through the 50s and played into the 60s. And so, yeah, his numbers are just absolutely astronomical. And yeah, he was a funny guy. And yes, the cartoon Yogi Bear was kind of in image of Yogi Berra, because Yogi Berra was a funny guy. But he also, how about this? He was at D-Day, and he was on one of those boats bringing soldiers in.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know the story. He got wounded, but he wouldn't let them announce that he was wounded, and he wouldn't accept the Purple Heart because he didn't want his wife at home to be worried about him. And so he didn't even take the recognition that you got from being wounded in battle. Just kind of a quiet guy and did everything right. And so grew up in an Italian community in St. Louis along with Joe Garagiola.
How crazy is that?
Oh, yeah. So just a great story and probably as underrated. If a Hall of Fame baseball player can be underrated, he is vastly underrated.
And I think a 15-time All-Star. And then, of course, he became a manager. They didn't give him his chain was short. But anyway, his birthday is today. I'm so glad, Roger, that Greg Hatcher said you got to see this movie. Yeah. It's powerful. I remember getting emotional at the end of it. It's just really some good stuff. 661-1037 is the number. Got Rick Schaefer here. Thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Appreciate them, the meat people, and Bradford Marine. Rick, what are you doing for the summer? What is Rick Schaefer? Do you have any trip planned for the summer? I know it's tough with all your dogs to take trips.
We're down to a couple because we've lost a couple in the last few months. But okay, so a week from Friday, I'm going to Baltimore for a week.
Or baseball.
And so there'll be two weeks from today. I'll be talking to you from up there.
Okay.
And my wife's not making that trip. It looks like we're going to put our house on the market and move into another house.
Oh.
So that's a summer project.
Yes, it is.
And we take our grandkids to Florida for a week in June, and that's about it for now. But I just enjoy being here. Northwest Arkansas is great in the summer, and quiet times are wonderful times.
One of the things that we always started doing five years ago, Roger, we started doing the Summer of Adventure, where we would just try things that we haven't done before, and skydiving. We did that the first year, and different types of fishing, and we've gone to pro baseball games. We're going to see if we can pull off a NASCAR race during the summer. It'll be hot. But we're going to see if we can pull that off.
We'll wear shorts.
So that's...
That'll be fun.
Yeah, that's one of our things. I did want to mention one other birthday because you know music so well. Burt Bacharach, who died 2023. Are you familiar with all the songs that he was a part of?
Not all of them, but... Yeah. Rain Keeps Falling on My Head, and from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
That's it.
Certainly, but yeah, he wrote a lot of songs that went with movies.
What the World Needs Now.
Oh, yeah.
Say a Little
Jackie
Prayer.
Jackie DeShannon. Yeah.
That's What Friends Are For. Author's Theme. Yeah, he I think he probably composed, Roger, a lot more than he ended up singing himself. I mean, I think he's known as a writer a lot more than a singer. What'd you say? What's her name?
Dionne Warwick.
Yeah, he was. Listen, he was such a big. Of course, he had a cool name, Burt Bacharach. You know.
Yeah.
So wasn't he
cool
married
name.
To Angie Dickinson? Wasn't
he was.
Is that? I don't know why I think that.
Really? Was he? I don't know that.
And last but not least,
how come she wasn't Angie Bacharach?
You know how they do. Yeah.
Rick, what is your prediction before we let you go? Got a couple minutes here. What is your prediction on what will happen with the tennis program? They met with the Hunter. I guess it was yesterday. What do you think will end up happening?
That's an interesting question. I'm reading a story, even as we're speaking, and I've stopped reading while we're talking, obviously.
The Democrat?
No, okay. On Sports Illustrated's website,
okay,
on why colleges are cutting their tennis programs. And Arkansas is the lead of it, that Arkansas is the only SEC team. We are now the only SEC school without a women's program and one of two without men's. Vanderbilt's never had men's. And how the Intercollegiate Tennis Association is alarmed at this. Since Arkansas has dropped its program, St. Louis, Illinois State, North Dakota, and Gardner-Webb have dropped
all
tennis
smaller
programs.
Yeah, all smaller schools.
All smaller schools.
Right.
So what's going to happen? I don't know. Here, I don't know if... Only because there are people in the department... I think Hunter Yurecek has truly embraced being a Razorback. That's my opinion, and you can share it or not. I think he's truly embraced it, and I think he loves being at the University of Arkansas. That doesn't mean he's aware of all the history
sure, that's right.
of the university.
Yeah.
And here's where somebody maybe should have guided him yeah. a little bit.
Yeah.
And I may have shared this on your program before. The tennis program, the
yeah.
facility is named after George
yeah,
Billingsley.
Yeah, you did. You talked about that last week. Yeah. yeah, you did.
George and Sam Walton were best friends.
Yeah.
If you're ever looking to get money from Jim and or Rob, who are enormously wealthy, George Billingsley was their dad's one of his best friends.
Yeah.
And you're doing away with that program. That might have been the time to go and not ask for $1 billion, but go and say, guys, our tennis program is in jeopardy. It's going to take $10 million to make sure we can, or say $20 million to make sure we can compete in tennis for the next 10 years. Could you help us? That's a drop in the bucket.
It is a drop in the bucket to the
yeah.
It is.
So that's maybe where they missed the mark. Now, I do understand some people have raised some money.
Yeah, $5 million.
And have gone to Hunter, but that's 2 years and. Are you just going to buy 2 years? But here's the dilemma: as the Sports Illustrated article points out, because the $20.5 million that is supposed to be allotted to your athletes is being exceeded by all these schools.
Correct.
Can you
What's
possibly
yeah.
give money to tennis when if you don't win at football? You know, Sports Illustrated also had a long article about Louisville. Louisville is losing money like crazy. But they are spending money like crazy. They're trying to keep their football program up, and they have loaded up in the transfer portal in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they're getting the money. They've borrowed some, and they may be looking for other ways to make money. But that's the dilemma everybody's facing. My thought was, if any sports ever went at Arkansas, that'd be it. Because you can't cut golf
yeah.
because they play at John Tyson's golf course.
Yep.
You can't cut any of the track sports because
yep.
the Tyson family is heavily involved in that, and they're still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to cut football, basketball, or baseball. So that was the likely cut. Will it be returned? I don't know. I really don't know.
Interesting, according to the Democrat Gazette today, that when they started talking about this a month before they announced it, one of the answers was to drop tennis and still pursue revenue-generating opportunities for the Billingsley Tennis Center. So they were going. The plan was, we'll
wow.
go ahead and get rid of tennis, but we use the tennis center just to make money for the rest of the sports. When the tennis community came and said, "Listen, other schools are using this to raise money for their tennis facility for their tennis program." So
yeah.
anyway, interesting stuff. So
well, and I don't know what's going to happen, but this is only the beginning. And the story also pointed out the tennis program budget's about $2.5 million.
Right.
They're paying Sam Pittman about $6 million, not the coach.
I know, isn't that crazy? Great point. It's ridiculous. It's just the darn football side of this thing is so out of whack. We're paying kids that don't deserve to be getting paid $100,000 a year to be a backup, you know, third-string tackle or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just silly. It's
yeah.
silly. Anyway, Rick, great stuff as always. Thanks so much. Thanks to Bradford Marine and Edwards Food Giant. Appreciate all your words of wisdom. And
thanks for being helping us.
Thanks for being on the number one
absolutely.
Team in the morning.
Anything I can do, I'm happy to do.
All right, Rick. Thanks buddy.
Rick.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you. You too.
All right. We'll go with little Stevie Winwood. Great song here. Probably
that's
number one hit.
Might yeah. be my favorite.
Great stuff. Highlight.
Back in the highlight again.
Come back. We'll visit with our man John Daly. Think he's back. He's back in. He's back home. He's home.
Well, he heard about his brother on TV. I guess.
Don't go away.
Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com.
This is SportsCenter.
The NBA Draft Combine started up yesterday, and it was measurable today. Arkansas's Darius Acuff Jr., Malik Thomas, Billy Richmond, and Trevin Brazil will all be in attendance. Acuff Jr. came in at 6'2 with a 6'7 wingspan, which is a very good result for him. Malik Thomas came in at 6'3 with a nearly 6'7 wingspan. So far, Billy Richmond's and Trevin Brazil's measurements have not been made available. Today will be the strength, agility, and shooting drills. Those can be seen live at 1 on ESPN2. And the Arkansas Travelers take on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals on the road at 11:05 today. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A little on the cool side this morning, but a beautiful sunny day is ahead. We'll warm to the upper 70s. Some may hit 80. Here in Little Rock, we'll top out at 79. Tonight, a clear sky dropping to 57 overnight. Maybe a few clouds early tomorrow, but those clouds will move on out. It'll be warm, mostly sunny, and high of 83. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Justin Acri is back in studio for The Zone on Tuesday, a Top 10 Tuesday brought to you by 10 Fitness. He'll talk to Pat Bradley thanks to the Wood Grill Buffet, get his thoughts on the NBA playoffs and Razorback Athletics. He'll also talk to Susan Irwin-Prowse from Willie D's. She'll have her entertainment guide to the weekend. That's already on top of the entertainment report, birthday trivia, and what's on tap. It's a full show on Tuesday, so listen from 10 to 1 to The Zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Every time you drive through a work zone, it's not just cones and signs out there. It's real people doing their jobs, trying to get home at the end of the day. In Arkansas, many transportation workers have been tragically killed or injured serving our state, with families whose lives are changed forever. All because the driver, even for a second, stopped paying attention. It only takes a quick glance at your phone to change everything. And keep in mind, that's not just dangerous, it's also a moving traffic violation. Speeding's another big one. Those reduced speed signs aren't there for decoration. They're put there to protect lives. And if the workers are present, those fines are doubled. Bottom line, there's zero tolerance for reckless or distracted driving in work zones. Law enforcement's out there, and they will pull you over. Keep in mind, most work zones are only a few miles long. Slowing down and staying focused for that stretch, it's really not asking much. Because at the end of the day, whether you're behind the wheel or working on the road, we're all just trying to make it home. Slow down. Phone down. A message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver with a question for you. Does pain in your back, knees, elbows, or other joints have you saying no to doing the things you love? No golf, no pickleball, no basketball, no long walks? That's what chronic joint pain does. It starts deciding your life for you. You know what I'm talking about? Crippling joint pain that dictates your day and steals your independence. Too many people like you are told to live with it, rely on pills, or accept invasive surgery as the only options. Well, I've got good news for you. QC Kinetics can help you say yes to the life you want. QC Kinetics offers regenerative treatments that use healing agents from your own body to help revitalize damaged joint tissue. And instead of just masking the symptoms, their treatments address the root cause of the pain. I'm talking about long-lasting relief with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Take the first step toward a pain-free life by scheduling a free consultation with QC Kinetics. Tell them Christian Weaver sent you. Call 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159. 501-393-1159.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Senator, you can have my answer now if you like. My offer is this. Nothing. Not even the fee for the gaming license, which I would appreciate if you would put up personally.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Listen to this. I'm telling you, if you listen to that and the Steve Winwood, Loving Spoonful.
And you're not moving. Rick's moving. Rick was moving.
Bump, bump, bump,
give
bump.
Me some loving. Come on, here we go.
No more running down the wrong road.
Bump, 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 bump.
Can't you see what's going on?
Hello, Michael McDonald, 735. So glad you're with us today. As we mentioned throughout the show yesterday and today, thanks again for giving us such great ratings. We're very honored and appreciative. Not easy to be number one. Don't do it often, but when we do, we're glad.
Shine sweet, green, shine
Today is a busy day. There's our man, JD. It's National Odometer Day. It's National Anthony Day. National Hospital Day. All those things going on. Again, shout out to Baptist Health, to the biggest and largest hospital organization in the state. We appreciate them. Always taking good care of me. A National Anthony Day. We'll ask for your Anthonys. We've already mentioned a ton of them already.
Is there an Anthony golfer?
I don't think so. We'll visit with JD about that
Anthony
in just a second.
Baseball? No baseball?
It's also National Odometer Day. If you've got a vehicle that's got big numbers on it, we want to hear. We've heard 500,000.
Yeah.
Three vehicles with 200,000 or 300,000 on it. Just a ton. So also, it's Yogi Berra's birthday. Most underrated other players out there. That come to mind. Today we're doing our Deserving Dozen for the Malvern School District. We'll be at Corky's. Thanks to Joe Klein for feeding all those folks that we mentioned a minute ago, all those great categories, and Steve Qualls at the Design Labs and Greg Hatcher at Twin City Limo.
Every one of them. Can't do it without them. Can't do it without you. And shout out to Joe Klein once again. Joe, I'm going to need an extra to go today. Hey, shout out. You guys are idiots. I listen every day. Love you guys. The Deserving Dozen, shout out to them. You guys make me laugh. And Rick Schaefer is a treasure. Listen, mister.
I'm gonna text
you go right on.
Christian.
You go right
because
on.
Because Daly's trying to call and it's not working. When you tried to pick up.
I thought
up.
He was on.
No, every time when Roger tried to pick up, it wasn't working. So just try calling him if you can. I didn't know you were back there. The NFL will announce the rest of its lineup Thursday, but it's going to be the first Sunday night. It's going to be the Cowboys and Giants again.
Yep.
How about this? You know, Harbaugh has been at Baltimore for 18 years. It's going to be weird seeing him on the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
Are you optimistic, Raj? You got a couple of good defensive players in the Cowboys?
I'll always. That's out.
You always have.
As a Cowboy and a Razorback fan, this is the best time of the year because we are undefeated.
Yes.
I've got a lot of hope. Got a lot of hope involved with it. I mean, absolutely.
Also, too, Raj, I saw where it's a couple other great birthdays. Ving Rhames, as we wait for JD. When you think of Ving Rhames, what do you think of? Pulp Fiction.
Marcellus Wallace.
Don't you put that in your? Don't you put that in your? Is that him? Or, you know, I get him and Michael Clark Duncan mixed up.
Yeah,
which one is in Ricky
two big
Bobby?
Black dudes.
Yeah, that's Michael Clark Duncan. You're saying Michael Clark Duncan.
In Ricky Bobby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is dead? Which one of the two is dead?
Bing and
Michael Clark Duncan's dead.
Dead.
Yeah.
Bing is still with us.
Don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, Bing is in the Mission Impossible.
Oh, he's so good in that. Yeah.
I also like
Pulp Fiction. I think of Pulp Fiction. Marcellus Wallace.
Pulp Fiction. What he did.
Con Air. He was in Con Air too, I think. Let's go into my notes. Let's bring in our man JD there, Raji Daji.
Talk about that old dango.
Man in it, man here. Man in it, man. Moaning a moaner.
Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnielle and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at HondaOfRussellville.com. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
JD, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, welcome back home, man. Good to have you back in Arkansas.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, it's
nice to be home.
Yeah, no. So, what happened over the weekend? Did you have an injury that was or an old one that was sort of flaring up on you? You decided to say, hey, "I've had enough. I'm going home."
I was just weak.
Yeah,
I was just weak. I really shouldn't have. I really didn't want to tee off, but I got talked into it. So I went ahead and tried. But it's one of those things when your body's weak. You know what do?
You listen, John. You're worse than me. You don't get much sleep. You're always on the go, and so. So you and Anna headed back to Arkansas, and so you guys just have a week. You're going to lay low. I know you're doing some commercial stuff, I think, today, right?
Yeah, Good Boy. Doing a whole bunch of stuff with Good Boy. And the next week, four commercials in a row.
Well, listen, don't...
Nashville.
Don't get out there this week, too, and work on the golf course till you're worn out either. Are you gonna do that some and just monitor your... Because you hadn't been on the course in a while, right?
Nah, I already went out and cut greens and got Jamie a brand new tractor. We needed a new tractor, so we got a tractor.
Well,
yeah, the course is doing great. It's a lot of fun, and Jamie wasn't too happy. Is that the first time my brother didn't finish in like in the top 5 or 10 in the barbecue fest?
Well, he sort of changed his whole method of what he's doing, yeah. John. It's more about feeding everybody there. He spends more money giving away food. Nobody, any of the teams give away as much food as he and John Dean and Dano and Philip and Scott, all those guys.
Yeah.
They basically cooked all night to give away food. So they compete, I think, in the long – I'm sure they'd like to win, but I think the most important thing is they enjoy just making people happy with giving away food. Did you hear about Jamie on the interview with me in Channel 7?
Oh, I watched it.
I told you. I said before I said, because I knew he'd been up all night, a.k.a. John Daly. I said, whatever, just don't drop an F-bomb, whatever you do, if you can, Jamie. Got all the way to the end. I said, we're going to make it. We're getting all the way to the end. And he dropped the old S-bomb, and Channel 7 didn't drop it, I don't think. He just went ahead and let it play. But he was pooped. I imagine by the end of the day, Saturday, he was worn out.
Oh, no, when I saw him, he says, hey, you need spaghetti noodles? I said, what are you talking about, spaghetti noodles?
I heard about that, yeah.
Man, let me tell you something. There's more spaghetti noodles in Yell County than I've ever seen in my life. He has got a ton of spaghetti noodles.
Yeah, well, that was an outside-the-box deal. It was creative, and I give him credit for that. And
No, yeah, but Dano bought a ton of extra. The numbers didn't jive, so he bought a bunch of extra. Probably should have given a box away to everybody that showed up.
Well, yeah. It's a great event, and all the teams that come out and do that are great. You know, it's one of those laid-back competitions. You know, everybody likes to win and all that, but I think there aren't professional judges. These are just folks that volunteer to judge and raising some money for the for Ronald McDonald House. So that's a good thing. So we appreciate him doing that every year and the passion those guys have. We are in the middle of golf time in the collegiate level. The women are, I think they're in third place after yesterday's first round. The lady, the Razorbacks, the Trojans did not have a good first day in their regional. But it looks like, you know, Arkansas has a chance. The top five come out from each regional to advance to the NCAAs. And then where do the men play at next week, JD?
They're going early the 14th. They go to Oregon.
Okay. And they're number one seed.
I don't know. Number one seed, first time ever.
Yeah, it happened, John. It happened after the last time we had you on. Later that day, it was announced that Arkansas was the number one seed. And I'll tell you one thing else cool, John. That day when it was announced Arkansas was number one, it was also announced that UALR, the Little Rock Trojans, Arkansas State, Red Wolves, and then UAPB Golden Lions, all four of the schools in Arkansas have golf teams that are in the NCAA tournament at different regions. So, and then, of course, as you mentioned, first time ever for the Razorbacks. So that's pretty cool. You know, obviously there's a lot of respect for the program.
That's unbelievable. That's awesome. I mean, that is just awesome.
And then
they leave the 14th, and hopefully they're working really hard. They're going to go early because it's a different grass. It'll be probably most likely Poana greens, which they don't see a lot. Different type of fairways, more like not like a blue grass, but really different. Totally grass that the guys haven't seen, so they're going to go out early and get used to it.
Well, this is it for little John Jr. So has he talked to you about that? Just is that something he's going to think about, or is he going to block it out and just when it's over? But hey, this is his last time wearing the hog officially.
Yeah, let's hope they do really well, go out strong, and good luck to the women, and good luck to all the Arkansas teams. That's just awesome.
Yeah, PGA tournament this weekend. You've always been pretty candid and pretty vocal about your hatred of the PGA tournament. It's not your. Is that right? Is it U.S. Open or PGA that you don't like? I'm sorry.
PGA I love. Okay. PGA I love.
It's the U.S. Open.
It's U.S. Open.
Yeah, you won the PGA. Yeah, you won the PGA, right?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the U.S. Opens. I mean, there's always one or two holes that really a guy can hit a really good shot and end up making a big number. You know, I'll never forget Kevin Stadler at Shinnecock on number 7, the par 3, hit it to a foot, and when he walked up there, he got about halfway up to the green, and the ball was like 75 yards from the hole. I mean, it's just. I don't know. I just don't agree with the way they set up golf courses. The PGA of America, they're great.
Yeah, you won in 91, I watched the 30 for 30 for that the other day. I don't know why I got PGA and U.S. Open mixed up, but one of the great stories of all time, ninth alternate, and you get it done. And is that something that do you care about going to the PGA championships anymore? Or you sort of been there, done that. I'm not talking about playing. I'm just talking about even showing up as just to shake hands, do those kind of things as a past winner.
Well, it's tough now because, like I said, I don't hit it as far as I used to, and it's tough. I mean, this Valhalla a couple of years ago, I mean, I'm still not short by any means, but I think it was the 15th hole. If you hit it about 280, 290, you can get to the fairway.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out which side of the rough I'm going to hit it in because there's no way I can get to the fairway. And for me, that's just like, okay, hey, maybe it's time you,
Yeah, I got you.
Not do that. You can't get to the fairway. That's, when it's 300 yards, 290 to get to a fairway, that's tough. Then there were some other guys, a lot of other guys that couldn't do it either. So
it
makes it tough. Those courses are long. I mean, they are really, they're the longest major in the history of golf. So you got 250, 260 yard par threes. It's just crazy. It's tough.
Do want to thank Honda of Russellville. You're right down the street from you, John, for sponsoring you each week. Roger, I saw the great thing about social media now, you can get on your phone. It had I forget what golf tournament it was. It was the one where you and Tiger go into the playoff in the extra holes. And you had the little every time I watch that, I just get sick to my stomach. Do you ever go back? You had him beat. You were playing so well that day, but it was great. It was great theater until that last putt.
Yeah, I putted horrible that week. If I'd have putted any good, there wouldn't have been a playoff. I just couldn't make anything that week. But hey, I want to get Honda, Russell, Jamie. My brother's going to call June 20th right here at the Lions Den. Our VFW tournament's coming up, and we want to see if Honda might want to donate a couple of cars for our par threes, but my brother will reach out to him.
Awesome.
Maybe you guys could come up and do it. It's like the fifth or sixth year Jamie's done it, so it'd be awesome if we get a couple cars here.
They do a great job for that VFW and raising money for them. And Honda Russellville has been around a long, long time. They got a great reputation there in Russellville, and we'll ask Joe Cates about that.
Hey, sure. Johnny, did you hear about Whataburger shutting down?
Yeah, in Russellville.
Yeah, there's been talk about it, man. I tell you what, their burgers are so good.
Oh, dude, they were. I was just curious. I mean, you spent a time or two there, yes?
Yeah, but it's like is it one of the original Whataburgers?
No, it's not.
It's not connected to the franchise.
Yeah, it opened in 58. I think Whataburger Texas opened that franchise in 53, I think, somewhere around there, 1953.
Yeah. I'm just curious if you ate there a lot.
No, I've eaten there. I mean, the thing is it's really good, and it's right there by Arkansas Tech, so it's kind of... It's kind of sad because that's been there forever.
Been there forever, dude.
It is sad. Well, how long? I may see you and Anna, I guess, tomorrow because I know you're shooting those today. So I look forward to seeing you and driving around town a little bit. We'll do some visiting. So glad to have you back in Arkansas.
Oh, sounds great, guys.
Hi, buddy. See you, love you, man. Go Hogs.
Love you guys. Go Hogs.
All right, that man John Daly. Thanks to Honda of Russellville. Who's this, Roger Dodge?
This is Eddie and the Cruisers.
Elvis Moya will be with us shortly. Find out. Ron Silverfield will be in town tomorrow. If you want to see him and meet him, there's an opportunity for you to do that. We're going to have him on the show tomorrow morning. He's going to be shaking some hands downtown and raising some money, I think, Roger, do those kind of things.
Sure.
Man, isn't that something? This money.
Ain't that something?
Hey, National Anthony Day. You got to give a shout out to our buddy Anthony, little Anthony. You got Anthony at DeLucas. You got Anthony, it's Tommy Norman's Anthony.
Anthony, Big P, Little P.
All right, don't go away. Glad you're with us. 7:50.
Come on.
This This is David Basil for my bank, Simmons Bank. I love the fact that Simmons Bank started in Pine Bluff way back in 1903 with a little over $3,000 in deposits, and over the last 122 years, they've grown to 6 states, 200 locations, and $27 billion in assets. But the best thing is, they've never forgotten where home is. They're committed to helping Arkansans reach their dreams. Whether it's a home loan or money for home improvements, Simmons Bank wants to help. They can turn the equity in your home into a line of credit or help take your business to the next level. Just start by going online and opening an account at SimmonsBank.com. It's that simple. And if you haven't noticed, Simmons Bank is in the community because they live where you live. Simmons Bank Arena in North Little Rock, Simmons Bank Field at War Memorial Stadium, and Simmons Bank Field and Pavilions at UAPB. Just some of the venues that Simmons Bank supports. And congrats to Simmons for hosting the second Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens at Pleasant Valley Country Club. Another outstanding job. Well done. And if you haven't noticed, I am proud to call Simmons Bank my bank.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and glucose testing, kidney and blood pressure assessments, plus stroke risk screening, all with same-day results. If you're over 35 or have a family history of heart disease, this screening is for you. Healthy heart, healthy you, healthy future. Call UAMS Health at 501-603-1222. That's 501-603-1222.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79? Overhead Door Company of Little Rock will perform their garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to three garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online overheaddoorofLittleRock.com.
When work needs doing or the trail calls, you need a machine that's ready for both. Honda's line of Pioneer side-by-side. Choose the compact 520, the powerful 700 series, or go big with the 1000 line. Built for 3, 5, or 6. Visit Honda of Russellville or HondaofRussellville.com today and find your perfect Honda Pioneer side-by-side. For your safety, read the owner's manual or wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear a seatbelt and close the side nets and doors when operated. Honda side-by-sides are for riders 16 and older.
The Butcher Shop Steakhouse has always been your favorite go-to for those nights out with family and friends. But did you know they're also now open for lunch Tuesday through Friday from 11 till 2? And with a full menu featuring tenderloin salads, fried catfish, those famous shaved prime rib sandwiches, and everyone's favorite steak burgers. So whether it's dinner plans, watching the big games in the bar, or now even for lunch, it can all be found at the Butcher Shop Steakhouse.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Racing Casino Resort, is now available right here in Arkansas. Right now, all FanDuel customers in Arkansas can get two 30% profit boosts to use before the golf tournament begins this week. That's not one, but two. Use them on the top finishes, like top 5, top 10, top 20, and even more. And back the golfers you think will be in the mix come Sunday. Golf is a long game, and in a tournament like this, it's not just about who wins, it's about who is right up there staying near the top. It's FanDuel in partnership with Oakland Racing Casino Resort right here in Arkansas. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. ER.
U.S. Truck Accessories presents Match Game on Morning Mayhem. Listen for your chance to play their version of the classic TV game show from U.S. Truck Accessories in Conway and Searcy. Your number one Central Arkansas source for camper shells, bed covers, spray-in bed liners, and more. Veteran-owned since 2002. Online at ustruckaccessories.net.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance.
Yeah!
In this life or the next.
So good.
What are you doing tonight?
Ba-bop. All right, 7:55. Just got a couple minutes. We're headed to Corky's today. Thanks to Joe Klein.
Thanks, Joe.
Deserving dozen of Malvern. We'll honor the deserving dozen of Benton on Friday. We'll announce them tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing those folks, five folks from Malvern.
Absolutely. Love it. Love it. Thank you. It's one of the most noble professions there is, teaching our children.
Yeah. Doing all
and
the
youth
things.
And youth that are not just the regular teachers.
That's
you
right.
have a major influence on them as well, because you see kids in a different light as well outside of the classroom. And you might see something that might signal that they might need a helping hand or maybe that are trouble. So thank you for what you do. And one more shout out to Big Joe. Hey, Joe, if you can get everything I want in one big box, that's fine.
For the 501, David, have you seen this? Cal Raleigh is currently in the longest hitless stretch any player in Major League Baseball has had this season. 0 for 34. Tell me how many home runs he's had this year. Six? He had 60. I was the one just saying it. Just thought it was odd that he went from like 25 to 60. I wish nothing.
You're always causing trouble, being nosy.
I wish nothing against the guy, but it just, golly, it just seems odd. The whole thing seems
odd. That's because, you know what? Because you're clean and you're pure. Now, you did lose the face-off this last time at Avonville, but that's okay. We'll have a rubber match, but still.
My OTR truck has 730,000 miles. That's one of those big diesel 18-wheelers, right? OTR truck.
It's over the road.
I don't know if that counts. Those probably can go a lot further than the regular trucks. We're talking about the odometers that have a lot of miles on them.
Well, unless he's BJ and the Bear, maybe it's his own rig. Bill?
Someone says, you guys are idiots. I listen all day, every day. Love you guys. The deserving dozen, shout out to them.
I read that.
You guys make me laugh, and Rick Schaefer is a treasure. Listen, mister.
All right.
Appreciate that. Mark the tape where David said, Rick, you played for both teams. He does. He played for both teams. What's the matter with us? Uh-huh. Yeah, somebody was saying that his wife played tennis for Arkansas. That's
Shivers?
I don't remember that. We'll have to ask Rick about that.
I don't know.
Here's somebody sent me. Wow.
I didn't get a chance to talk about Bobby Cox.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Let me hear, Ross.
No.
Go ahead.
Listen, there's kids still on the road.
This is Roger earlier today talking about Bobby Cox. You get a chance to talk about Bobby Cox yesterday, Don.
I'll tell you what, speaking of Cox.
You know what? I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Now delete it.
What about the little ditty that Christian Weaver, our producer, sang this morning?
Needs a house out in Hackensack. Is that all you get for your money? And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, if that's moving up, then I'm moving up.
Outstanding, Christian. Well done. I saw where they announced the winner of American Idol last night. Did you see that, Christian? You still watch it?
I have never watched it.
What? Once they dropped you, you're never going back to them again, huh?
I didn't watch it before that.
They should have.
Maybe the only year that I actually watched was Chris Allen because there was a local
time.
Now you're backtracking.
Maybe now you're backtracking. What else are you going to backtrack on? Like that clip?
Maybe they...
Hey, we're about to hit the break.
All right, come on,
Roger. Watch out. What are we doing here?
This is David Basil out here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer.